Director Yarn, how many veterans are there in Rhode Island?
70,000. So 7% of our veteran, of our Rhode Island population as a whole, represented by our veteran population.
And how would you say this community of veterans is doing collectively?
I think, well, better, obviously, since the governor made the commitment, along with the General Assembly, to appoint for the first time a director of veteran affairs that reports direct, a cabinet-level position that reports directly to the governor, fully funded office now to support it. So I'm a glass-half-full type of guy. We're better today than we were yesterday, but we still have a long way to go. And like I said, too, one of my favorite phrases is that we're not taking our foot off the gas when it comes to serving our veteran population, to include the family members and caregivers.
What are the top needs for the veteran community in Rhode Island? And obviously, the community is not monolithic. There are veterans of many different ages. But what would you say the top needs are?
I look at it in terms of there are 13 services, categories, that our veteran population may need, from the cradle to their final resting place. And so, but look at that 70,000 veteran population as a whole. 70% of that veteran population are over the age of 55. That's a unique demographic. That population doesn't utilize the internet on a frequent basis, checking email, accessing social media and services. So I got to develop our plan has to be based on being able to reach out to those, that segment of our veteran population, through the newsletter, through public outreach, by going to do town hall events to get that face-to-face interaction. But we also have a segment of our population, the post 9/11 veterans, that their life is surrounded by utilizing social media, utilizing the internet. So I got to make sure that our state's website is of top notch and caliber, can compete and on any venue with any other state agency, any other municipality, any other federal agency, any other state, in terms of the ability for a veteran to go to a resource. And to it already been vetted to do it. We've done our due diligence to make sure. So if that veteran goes to that link, the link is update, the information is accurate, and it goes right to the source. Early on, what we've realized for our veteran population is the ability to connect. It's frustrating for a customer to have to dial an 800 number, to hit a different button five different times, and to speak to five different people. So it's up to me as an organization to provide those services, to link those partners together from the municipality, from the state agencies, from the nonprofits, the veteran service organizations, the private sector industry that want to hire our veterans, our higher institutions of learning, dealing with our various campuses across Rhode Island that have a significant veteran population that are taking classes. And because our population is aging, we've also got to provide services to our family members and caregivers, because they're coming in our office by the drove and asking questions about their family members that serve now, they're deceased, or do I have entitlements, am I eligible for any type of benefits? We have veterans that are incarcerated. We provide them services. We have veterans that are homeless, unfortunately, and it's not a crisis, but one veteran's home is one too many.
What percentage of the veteran community in Rhode Island is homeless?
So I would say less than 0.001%. We need our veterans to identify if they're having a crisis or they're in poverty, having an issue, to reach out to our office, reach out to other veteran service organizations. And if you can't provide them services, utilize our office as a platform through our Rhode Island Serves initiatives to get access to assist those veterans, their family members and caregivers, access to the benefits and entitlements and the other social services that they may need, depending on their eligibility requirements.
How about post-traumatic stress disorder? How big a problem is that in particular for the veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan?
A misnomer. So the PTSD is not just germane to post 9/11. We have veterans that went during Vietnam era that experienced Agent Orange that have some psychological effects associated with that. And so the veteran population as a whole, we read the statistics. You know, 22 veterans are committing suicide daily based on PTSD issues. And so what I look at as an opportunity for us as a state is to work to partner with our federal partners, to work with our congressional delegation, to work with our municipal leaders to identify resources available, avenues to assist. I had one of the doctors from the VA Medical Center. She came into my office to partner, to strengthen our partnership, to provide avenues, to provide information to our veteran population and their family members to get them access, utilizing our website, utilizing other resources, utilizing Rhode Island Serves, ensuring that the VA Medical Center is in our network. That way, if a veteran comes in our through our doors, that vet, no wrong door when it comes to providing social services to get access to our veterans and get them pointed in the right direction.
And would you say adequate resources are there for veterans who are dealing with issues of post-traumatic stress disorder?
Then Secretary Shulkin, what he has stated, what veterans, the majority of the veterans that are committed to succumb to suicide weren't in the VA healthcare system. So that's a substantial number. So what I would offer to our veterans population, if you're not in the VA care system, you are more at risk, susceptible for falling to come into those type of pressures as opposed to those that are in the VA healthcare system. One of my first mantras is to make sure that our veterans are pointed in the right direction. Going in, are you eligible to be enrolled in the VA healthcare system? If you're not eligible to be enrolled in the VA system, this Throughout Rely on Service Network gets you access to the other venues that can support you to get those various wraparound services. If you are eligible to be in the VA healthcare system, why aren't you enrolled? Well, and we have our case manager to assist you with enrolling in the VA healthcare system. If you are in the VA healthcare system and you're having some issues, then working with your primary care physician to get you access to other avenues, other support. But it's why it's important to partner with our Department of Health, BHDDH. Again, there's no silos when it comes to these type of environment, but we work together to address all our needs as a Rhode Islander.
It's been a long time now that the U.S. has had an all-volunteer military that has spared the country the kind of division that we saw with the Vietnam War. But for many Americans, it seems to be out of sight, out of mind as far as our foreign entanglements and the sacrifices made by veterans overseas. Do you think having an all-volunteer military is the right way to go?
I joined the Navy when I was back in 91. It's as 18. Volunteered. There were some people that argued that we need to go back to a draft. And I would say that's the needs of the higher beings, the elected officials. My job as a state director is the status quo as of today, current state, to support our veteran populations, our active duty personnel, our National Guard, to provide them the services that they need in that capacity.
Director Yarn, thank you so much for stopping in to sit with us.
Thank you, sir.